stretching the phrase, sports reporting as far as Studio B allows. This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
Guy?
Hi.
How you do?
I'm warm.
Yeah, it's nicer finally. They fixed the AC.
Yeah, the AC
is
working finally. I don't think it was fixed when I did my show Tuesday night.
No, the sign had been up. Yeah, no, this is literally the coolest place in all of Viroqua for me.
For now?
Well, it was 90 degrees all day at work, and then
warmer than Saturday.
Yes, yeah. Really? I have been very, very sweaty. Well, we can talk about sweaty all day. I've been all day.
If you want to go there?
Yeah, we could. We could do our last show. we can go out in a however we want.
I mean, we get a slap on the wrist first one.
Okay, that's good to know. I'm gonna put that one in my back pocket for next week. I'm gonna write. We can work a little blue for next week. I'm in. We got a lot of things to cover. Yeah. Oddly enough, in a world of just a couple sports, I'm going to talk as fast as possible and get as much information in as we possibly can.
All right, let her rip.
And then finish with a song.
Let her rip.
Brewers this last week were terrible. Yep, they were not good. They got swept by the Braves. They lost 2 out of 3 to the Nationals. They had a rough week. They're 58-51. They're sitting half a game to a game behind Cincinnati in second place. I don't believe they would be a wild card team at this point. However, they made big moves, for the Brewers at least, made some big moves in the trade deadline. Trade deadline was Tuesday, a couple days ago, and the Brewers picked up three players. They picked up Carlos Santana, who had played really well for the Indians, had been to a World Series. I think he won one. Big power hitter. Gets on base a lot, plays really good defense out of need. They needed a first baseman who did all those things. They got one. He's 37 years old. They traded a minor leaguer who is 17 years old in the deal, but that's how baseball works. They're going to have him for the rest of the year. They traded for Mark Canna, who is an outfielder for the Mets. The Mets had a fire sale. The Mets got rid of the two most expensive players in baseball in 2 days. They traded Max Scherzer and Justin Verlander, which...
People are talking, it's like the most failed effort with the most money spent.
They spent $100 million on a couple of guys that they got rid of 6 months later. And they traded them.
2 days before they did all the trading, the general manager would...
I don't know his name, but the owner's name is Steve Cohen. He's very wealthy.
Yeah. So 2 days, either there's a GM or the owner goes, nope, we're in this to win. You know, this is not going to be a rebuild. Traded everybody. And the next day he goes, yep, don't expect anything next year either.
Same thing the player said. Max Scherzer on his way out the door said that they told him, we're rebuilding now. So Brewers got part of that deal. I don't know what they gave up for him, but they needed an outfielder who hits because even though Mark Canna is only hitting .245, he would be the second best outfielder far and away for the Milwaukee Brewers this year. So gone are seeing guys like Jesse Winker, Rowdy Tellez, Blake Perkins on that roster. Those are three guys that are hitting around .200 and weren't going to be down to the minors, so they can see very few at-bats for the rest of the year. That'd probably be fine. They also traded for a lefty reliever, Andrew Schaffen, I believe is his name, and it's worth looking up. He's got an incredible – he looks like a relief pitcher. He looks like he's about 60 pounds over. He looks – giant mustache, big old mullet, and he's a lefty. He's a real throwback to some of my favorite – baseball players of all time. I don't know if he's good or not, but he looks like I want to root for him. And then in the fallout of all the season and injuries and up and down, Luis Urias, who was started at third base for the Brewers, was kind of expected to have a real year. He hit .245, has decent power. He got hurt second game, maybe second at bat of the season. And he was down in AAA for the last couple months, kind of scuffling along. He got traded to the Red Sox for something. So you won't see any more of him on the team, but kind of got forgotten in the young guys who have come up. And the other big news for him is Brandon Woodruff's coming back off the DL in the next couple weeks. He's their second best pitcher, and he's pitched 2 starts all year, so they've really held together on the starting end of things without their best stuff. That Corbin Burnes and Brandon Woodruff 1-2 at the top of the lineup or at the top of the pitching rotation, that's going to win some games down the stretch. And then they also sent Owen Miller, Wisconsin's own, who started out the season hitting like .340 through May, got sent down to the minors. That wrapped up the entire Brewers week They lost. They lost a lot of games this week, so it's not really exciting to talk about losing six out of their last seven or whatever. They have games against the Pirates and Rockies at home. I think it's a 7 or 8 game home stretch against bad teams. So if they don't win some games, and it's past the trade deadline, so you don't, the team they have is the team they have. So go Crew, root hard for a nice 7-game winning streak here against some bad teams. Because they this month of August, they play some subpar teams. So they have a chance to make up what they lost pretty much the entire month last month. That's everything for the Brewers.
Minnesota's sucking again.
They're back. They're back.
They were doing really good, and then the last 8 games, I think they just dropped a last 8 or something.
I mean, it feels like the Brewers Twins World Series that we've been talking about is really they're tied together. If the Brewers win, the Twins win.
But Twins are still ahead of the Guardians and everybody in the AL Central by 2 games.
That division is very similar to the NL Central.
Right.
Not a good. There's one decent team and everybody else is meh.
Well, the last 10 games they've lost 6 out of the 4.
Yep, that feels like exactly what the Brewers did. I believe they were 3-7, 4-6. It's time to start rooting for your home team. If you got one, root hard. Yeah, find a home team, root hard for them for this last home stretch. What else we'll talk about? Women's World Cup. Women's World Cup. The U.S. is in the round of 16. They've never not made it to the round of 16. They've never not made it to the semifinals, I believe.
But they're not doing it really good, though.
They finished second in their group for only the second time ever. They are the most dominant sports team America has, far and away. They're the best soccer team, women's soccer team, probably the best soccer in the world.
Right.
Always have the best players.
Analyst talk about the women's team the last couple games. They said they look like the men's team.
Yeah,
the U.S. men's
team. They were blaming coaching, which, if you remember any of the World Cup, like the coaching let the men's team down too. They were talking because they have the best talent.
Right.
They had some injuries going into this, but they were in the round of 16. Netherlands finished first they scored like 9 goals in 3 games. They looked really good. The U.S. tied the Netherlands 1-1 and went 0-0 against Portugal. They needed that 0-0 tie to make it to the second round. They face Sweden on Sunday at, get this, so set your alarm. They start at 4 a.m. on Fox. If you want to get up real early, because, that kind of ties into what we'll talk about later, but it starts for a really early and productive Sunday for you of sports watching. As I said, I did watch part of that game. It is, not having watched a lot of women's soccer, it was interesting knowing that the U.S. women's are that good. Mm-hmm. They didn't look like the best team in the world.
Right.
But they tied 0-0 against a team that had qualified Portugal for their first World Cup ever and barely qualified at that, probably as the least talented team in their group. So, yeah, they have a really uphill battle to win their third straight World Cup. They don't look like the favorite to do that. Germany looks – a lot of other teams
– look better.
If you know soccer – it's those teams. It's the same teams that are good in the men's teams are good in women's teams too. So England, Brazil, Netherlands, those are Germany. Those are the best teams in women's soccer. But this weekend you can catch yourself a lot of soccer. Pretty much starting Saturday, Sunday, Monday next week.
What about Ocho?
We're gonna skip all the way to the we can skip all the way to the bottom.
Sorry, I thought that's where we're going next. My bad.
We'll get back. We'll get back to that. We hold that thought.
Okay.
Because we will absolutely get back to what I'll be watching this weekend. The other thing I want to talk about, which kind of piqued my interest, was Sean Payton, current coach. Current coach of the Denver Broncos, former coach of the Saints, one of the better and more respected coaches in the NFL. Through former coach and current Jets offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett, who coached the Broncos last year, called him all sorts of ways a terrible coach.
Yep.
The coaching he threw a coach under the bus. Described it was it's amazing to hear it because it was true during the season.
Right.
Announcers constantly said how bad of a job Nathaniel Hackett was doing for the Broncos. He should have been fired mid-season, and I believe he didn't make it through the season.
Correct.
So he did terrible.
Right.
That has happened before where a coach gets a job that he shouldn't and he fails out and the next coach comes, Urban Meyer, Lane Kiffin. But the guy who comes behind him, Doug Peterson, had nothing bad to say about Urban Meyer.
They did not say anything, but he could have.
He absolutely could have.
So that's the whole,
yes.
For the last 2 days, it's everybody's going, did Sean Payton cross the line by calling out Nathaniel Hackett? you know, Nathaniel Hackett, I think it was yesterday, finally goes, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I take responsibility. I mean, he sugarcoated it pretty well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he took responsibility. He said, yeah, I, you know.
Everybody lined up on the right side of that and said, we're defending our guy.
Peter Schrager from Good Morning Football interviewed Aaron Rodgers,
mm-hmm.
which is one of the few long, I mean, it was probably a good 15, 20-minute interview, which Aaron Rodgers doesn't do unless he's getting paid for it.
Correct.
You know. But he backed Nathaniel Hackett, and he told the quote, I think, is that Sean Payton should keep my coach's name out of his mouth,
which is what he said. Which is cute and funny.
I mean, we all know Aaron Rodgers is he's an emotional guy.
That phrase has become the cool phrase of the year for everybody describing how angry
they are. But I wasn't surprised by that. I mean, but he's backing him up. I mean, he's
I cannot believe that Sean Payton would go on the record knowing as much as he's a lifelong NFL guy. He's coached under Bill Parcells. He coached under the best coaches. And he somehow managed to let that slip. A reporter had to have said,
and then he recanted the next day going, hey, I shouldn't have said that stuff. I know. Trying to save face a little bit. But, I mean, he wasn't wrong in anything he said.
No, because that's why he got fired. That's why that coach got fired. It's funny how that works because players who played for him said he did a terrible job. I just thought that was really interesting how the unwritten rules or breaking code of the NFL goes is Sean Payton is, I said, it's interesting to me, I've never heard that before in any sport where a coach, the new coach has ever said anything bad.
That's
about
why
the
it's getting a lot of, legs, a lot of, you know, publicity, because it is that. I mean, it's
really makes you wonder behind the scenes just how terrible a job he must have done where Sean Payton decided he had to say something about it. Yeah. I guess you'll find out this year, because if the Broncos are anything but terrible,
week five,
they're going against each other.
Jets and the Broncos.
I like that.
Yeah, you're going to watch that.
That'll be a nice one. I'll be into that 100%.
Yeah.
What else happened? We're going to talk about the Big Ten real quick. The Big Ten is...
Oh, we're done with the NFL?
I don't know anything else that happened. Training camps are still going. No big injuries have happened.
There is a game tonight.
That's right. The Hall of Fame game is tonight. Yeah. NFL season
starts tonight.
They got pads on yesterday, and they're going to go play a game tonight, is basically how this is working.
And it's, the only kind of my interest is that, I mean, nobody's going to, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, it's the Jets and the Cleveland Browns.
Correct.
Aaron Rodgers is in no way in shape and form playing. Zach Wilson will be starting.
Mm-hmm.
The Cleveland, obviously, it's not going to be Deshaun Watson.
Sure.
You should, probably. But
he hasn't played well in about a year.
Their starting quarterback tonight is a former Viking, Kellen Mond.
Oh, he was a draft pick.
Yes.
He was supposed to be. Mike Zimmer thought he was going to be something.
No, and then after a year, he goes, I don't like this guy.
Not something. Yeah, he's not something good.
So Kellen Mond, I'd be interested to see how he's doing.
I will definitely be checking her out.
Kevin Stefanski.
Sure, former Viking all the way. I see, because he was probably the OC for them when they drafted him and round. Okay, good. Yeah.
Then. I mean, if you're a football fan like I am, I'll watch it.
Yes.
Just because it's football.
It's for at least those first quarters or two.
It's not flag football tonight.
I'll recognize guys, but by that third and fourth quarter of a very early in the preseason game,
it'll be just like a scrimmage.
Mm-hmm. Yes. They also only have three preseason games this year, so it puts a little more of like if you want to get excited, you should watch. The other one quick that we're going to talk of. Michael Jordan sold the Hornets. The Charlotte Hornets were sold. Michael Jordan was the majority owner.
Yep.
He bought them, I want to say 2010. He bought them for $275 million. He paid in as the majority, more than 50% stakeholder. Sold them for $3 billion.
That's it?
That's it.
The franchise is not that great.
They're one of the least valuable. They're the least valuable franchise in the NBA.
I think
currently.
In 10 or 12 years he's owned them, he hasn't. They didn't go to the playoffs.
They've been to the playoffs twice. They've never been past the first round.
Right.
They've never had a first round. They've never had the first overall pick. They've never had the opportunity to and they failed. Michael Jordan, it's the thing he's failed at is being an owner, but he did do well as a businessman because he turned $275 into $3 billion, so he'll be okay.
You know, the other one will be all right.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah, we might as well talk about the elephant in the room.
That Dan Snyder.
Yeah.
That awful, awful owner.
He is.
Of the Washington football team.
Commanders.
He bought them in 1999 for $800 million, and he sold them the other day for $6.1 billion. Because he got fined by the NFL because he's such a bag of awful that he got fined on his way out the door for withholding money as a billionaire who was going to sell this thing for $6 billion. He was trying to cheapskate his way out on the way. And
that wasn't just that. It was also some of the allegations.
Highly recommend if anybody wants to get upset at a billionaire, look up Daniel Snyder, former owner of the Redskins. And if you want to know how every player and announcer and cannot wait to talk about how happy they are to be playing for not him. He might be, when it's all said and done, ranked as the worst owner of all time.
There's a couple, though.
That's a pretty fan. Donald Sterling. That's a fantastic list of awful owners.
Who's the former owner of the Cleveland Browns?
Jimmy Haslam.
Is that what it was? But,
yeah, he's done well. He's now the one. Well, no, the guy before him. No, you're a Modell.
Yeah,
was
I
it
think
Modell?
So.
But yeah, because he moved a franchise. Yeah, but Dan. So when you're ranked up there with some of the worst owners in Peter Angelos for the Orioles has been legendarily terrible for years.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, finally he's out.
Yeah, there's Magic Johnson's part of the minority owners of that group.
Yep.
Josh owns, I believe.
Josh Harris, I think, is his last name. He's a minor. He's a venture capitalist. He's a part owner in other franchises.
NBA, I think it is.
So you can finally root for the Washington Commanders to be.
Because they're actually thinking. Oh, yeah. He owns the Philadelphia 76ers and the New Jersey Devils.
There you go. So he understands how to run a team. And so you can finally root for them. And I don't know how good or bad they're going to be, but it feels like it just feels like you can root better for the NFL because Daniel Snyder was ruining it for everybody.
Right. When they voted, because all the owners vote on the
unanimously. Yeah, yeah.
There was not one that goes,
they were
so
excited. They couldn't wait.
Yeah.
It's amazing when in a room full of 30 billionaires, you're the worst.
Yeah.
You're the worst billionaire. It's amazing.
But they're already talking that they're going to change the name.
Okay.
From the Commanders, because nobody likes the Commanders. It's just.
I mean, that felt like a placeholder. Felt like a placeholder the entire time.
Right.
Because, I mean, literally, they called them the football team.
Yeah, that was before
the year before. So they're not good at picking.
No, but they're going to do that, I think. And articles I've read about how they're going to try to get that fan base back and their confidence in it, they're coming up with a lot of things. They're asking all the fans, I think, what the name should be. So they're really engaging.
They did that, but they didn't do that because Dan Snyder wanted it to be the Commanders. Yeah. I believe he took out a trademark for that like 5 years previous for that name. Yeah, yeah.
It's a horrible name.
It's a terrible name, but there's Daniel Snyder's a terrible person.
But they're also looking at a new stadium, I think, as well.
Their stadium
was
the biggest and best at one point, but now it is one of the worst.
Yeah.
And they have kind of turned into the Oakland A's. Amount of success. That was the other things in sports that were not quite sports. And as far as one more thing, we have time.
We have plenty of time.
I should slow down a little bit. We can repeat. We can go back and talk about. We're going to get this in because I was scrolling through my world of sports things this morning, and I was reminded this is Ocho weekend. Yeah. Soak it in. ESPN2, as an homage to the fine film Dodgeball, which is played on ESPN Ocho during the movie. They talk about being on ESPN Ocho. ESPN has capitalized on that and is bringing you Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 43 hours on ESPN2 of some of the most
ridiculous.
And that's a great way. That's a great phrase. Yeah, I was trying to come up with the one that felt better.
Ridiculously sports.
These are very, very not athletic things. Some of these aren't athletic at all. Some of these are. I'm just going to burn you through a list because this starts at 7 p.m. tonight.
Tonight. No, I'm going to DVR that stuff.
I'm saying, man, if you got the ESPN2, you now also have the Ocho for the weekend because they're not showing anything else. They start out with baseball. The Savannah Bananas are a minor league team that does all sorts of fun things.
Oh, is that the league that they dance and they have choreography?
Yes,
and
it's really looks like a play. It's really interesting
and fun
to watch. There's a couple former major leaguers that are on the Savannah Bananas. They play minor league, but when you play against them at their home stadium, you play by their rules.
Yeah,
which are the rules are really interesting for the Savannah. So they start at 7. If you want to watch an interesting minor league baseball game, so that is actually the most sport of any of these sports. I'm going to run you through because I don't know what all these things are, and I may mispronounce some of them. Let me know if any of these interest you,
right,
or if you not some expertise in the way of I don't know what you know. Table hockey world championships at 10. Red Bull Fiesta Le Jeeper. An IL JEPPER is a competition.
Is that the jet where they're flying off the deck?
Just pushing stuff off of things?
No, that's where I think if I'm thinking what it is, contestants try to create this mechanism that fly off
that
the big
is.
The big ramp, and they just fly, and then they fall then either down or they float or whatever.
It's at 10:30.
I might actually tune into one.
Set the DVR, man. Yeah.
But they had all costumed up. I think that's what it is.
Well, every time Red Bull sponsors something, that's what they do. Whether it's they're pushing them off of something or jumping off a bay, they're all decorated and it's paper mache and it's hilarious.
Yeah.
And
it's like Oktoberfest.
Yeah. They got something called Slam Ball, which I don't know.
Yes, that's the trampoline.
Trampoline basketball?
Yes.
Oh, I'm in.
I watched that I watched it on one of the social medias as a video.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I remember that was on network TV, cable a long time ago.
No, it was the ESPN3.
There it was. Okay.
2 weeks ago.
I have seen that. So that's Slam Ball 11.
Okay.
Tomorrow, you get Pinball Invitational, Mullet Championships. At 1:30 in the morning, mullet championships. I don't know.
Biggest mullet?
I don't know how it's a sport. Power brushing? I'm not entirely sure. Like the biggest party in the back, like the best business up front. I'm not sure. But that's why it's on at 1:30 in the morning the Ocho.
Okay.
Air guitar championships.
That might be entertaining.
Wouldn't it though? Marble run? They're doing a marble run.
Is that marbles?
That,
they doing,
marbles, yes.
Flicking the marbles
100%. That is exactly what's happening at 4 a.m.
Okay.
Foosball, World Chase.
See, I'd watch that because I used to be in a league.
As a barman.
Yeah.
As a barman.
Actually really good, actually.
I would watch that too. I mean, you could just DVR this entire 3 days.
Yeah, I might.
What else we got? We got tag championships.
Okay.
Which I've actually watched. It's really fascinating because it's full-grown adults just sprinting around on a plate on a well-constructed playground, jumping and diving and literally trying to tag each other. It's a real thing.
Yep.
Now it's 6:30 in the morning tomorrow. Okay. I'm going to be up. 2023 Wisconsin Auctioneers Championship at 6th. And I mean,
you don't need to explain that. I mean, it pretty much means who's the best of the
around
best.
Around here, I know there's somebody out there who knows more about this sport than I do. There's got to be.
In this area, you would think that somebody's probably involved with that.
I am going to look at next week. I'm going to find out how I can get a hold of somebody who did this because that has to be around here. There's an auctioneer. I can name three auctioneers.
Yeah, right.
I can't wait. But it's on at 6:30 in the morning. I'm going to have a cup of coffee.
To see if you know anybody?
Correct. I wonder if like Hillsborough's best caller is out there.
There's the big one is I'm not gonna name who it is, but it's out of Sparta. Yeah. They do a lot of lacrosse ones.
I'm saying, I don't know what makes them championship level. I'm fastest, I don't know.
But fastest, most clear and precise.
Do they get the most? You'd think it's the guy who gets the most money for everything, but I don't know.
Not really, no.
I can't wait.
It's an art.
Let's see what else we got. We got truck and tractor pull, which everybody around those are awesome. I love those. Those are so good.
I used to go to Toma's.
Yeah, they are. Me too.
Back in the kid.
I went to the I think they had one in Ontario. They used to have them in Ontario. Ontario,
I think Lafarge, kind of during 4th of July. I think there's another one coming up this weekend outside of Cashton.
Yeah, this is
they're antique ones.
Yeah, those are cool too.
See, and I have an antique track, so I kind of like
actually.
That stuff.
Yeah, it's up on the hillside there. I know where you're talking about. That's a good spot. The Microsoft Excel World Championships, which sounds like the most boring.
Excel?
Yeah. Who's real good at putting stuff in spreadsheets?
So it's a bunch of accountants?
Could you imagine how boring that group,
green room
is?
How fast can you create a spreadsheet? I want this parent.
Just to be the third best Excel. Oh, my God.
I deal with Excel enough on a daily basis. I probably don't want to watch
it. I won't watch that. I will skip it. They have arm wrestling at 8:30. Mm. I love a good arm. Cashton used to have arm wrestling at Fall Fest. I love.
I think lacrosse around Alaska has the
it's coming back.
Yeah,
I guess it's making a slow.
I mean,
comeback.
It's going to be over the top with.
I mean, is
Stallone?
And I think that's the only reason you get into arm wrestling is because you want to do over the top. Yeah.
Okay.
They have something called the Extreme Axe and Knife Games.
I'd watch that.
That sounds. I don't know what it is, but I can't wait. It's 9 a.m. Man.
Like, tomorrow?
Tomorrow at 9. Yeah.
Jeez, I got to work.
No, you don't.
I have DBR.
Let's call in. They got something called Omega Ball, which I'll have to look it up, but it's on all day. They have adult kickball championships at 2. Wiffle Ball All-Stars at 4.
Remember that last employee party?
Yeah.
Were you there?
Yeah. Wiffle Ball's fun.
No, kickball.
Kickball's kickball gets real competitive real fast, man. You get,
was that last summer? Yeah.
Everyone wants to win at kickball. Nobody wants to play until they get out once.
Watching adults that maybe shouldn't be playing that and they're not coordinated.
These are athletes. These are.
I understand that.
The best of the best here.
Yeah. It's on the Ocho. It's the best.
Yeah. Table tennis, wiffle ball. They have something called the Slippery Stairs Championship, which I have watched. It is literally they grease up some plastic stairs. You're
trying to go up or down?
Up. Yeah, exactly. It's exactly what it sounds
like. Trying to go up a slide when you were a kid.
10,000%. Yes, that is exactly what it is. They have the Pillow Fight Championships at 10 p.m. Foot Golf World Cup, which is exactly you kick a soccer ball. I played soccer. That's fun. But you can check that out. They have a stein holding competition at 11:30.
So how many steins you can?
How
hold?
Many steins can that?
Bet
can
it's
that?
German.
I of course. Well, the name. I can't pronounce the word.
It's German.
Mas Krug Stemmenen.
It's German.
I haven't taken German in a super long time. Corgi races. They got little dog races at midnight. Yeah, they just blast off at midnight with dog races. Dog surfing championships at 12:30.
Once again, this is all on the ESPN 3.
I'm sorry. I got very excited.
Yeah, you are. It's ESPN 3 starting tonight.
It's actually, I'm going to correct you. It's on ESPN 2. Instead of ESPN 2 playing sports, they are playing for three days.
They normally just play kind of whatever they got laying around.
Yep. Now they absolutely have a schedule. They have 3 days. They've been putting this in the bank all year waiting for this.
One guy that it's his department is Ocho. He's going, it's our time to shine.
This is the director of Ocho.
Yeah.
He's been trying to figure out, like, they have rock skipping championships, Holton.
Well, that would be
bad. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that sounds amazing. Belt sander races.
I have seen that. These guys are serious about the belt. How much time we got?
4:30 in the morning, man.
They soup up the belt sanders, and they just let them rip. They're like little race cars. And it's like, oh, my God. Even I saw it. I don't know why I saw it, but I saw it. The grit of the paper that's on the belt, they have that scientific. God. I'm like, really? This is all you do?
Yeah. Do you want to try training for one of these things this year? Just pick one of these things and decide we're going to be the best rock skipper and just.
I'd rather auctioneer.
You know, so it's just forego whatever else we got going on and just dive.
Just quit my job. And
dive
just,
in.
Yeah, I'll be an auctioneer.
They got Ultimate Ninja World Finals.
We don't have any time left, buddy.
We don't, not even for the song
well,
again?
Well, yeah, we got a little bit for the, I mean, you got them.
So that was the world of sports. I've thoroughly enjoyed. I also wanted to mention real quick one thing about boxing, because I'll never talk about boxing again.
Okay.
Earl Spence Jr. and Terrence Crawford fought at 147 pounds. That was the at welterweight division.
Sure.
Terrence Crawford knocked out Earl Spence Jr. in the ninth round. He now holds all four belts.
Oh, wow.
At 147 pounds.
I think I saw that one. I saw the highlights of that
one. Yeah, amazing knockout. Super great power. It's also interesting that nobody is interested in boxing anymore.
Because UFC is...
There's no American heavyweights. Almost none of the best... almost all the best middleweights are and lighter weights are all American fighters. But, yeah, UFC has taken everybody. So I just want to point that out. So if anybody is keeping track at home, I mentioned boxing. That's all I got. This has been an incredibly good show. I am jazzed as all heck to listen to ESPN2.
We got 20 seconds. I had a good friend of mine, my boss actually, went to UFC in Utah.
Oh, nice.
And saw that whole card. Which is actually a really good card. If you're into UFC at all, check the highlights of it. The guy that won wasn't supposed to win. So
nice.
I'll say that.
Yeah, no, UFC's, those pay-per-views are super spendy, but they are real, that's good entertainment.
She was row 10.
Oh, you can get splatter on you. You can get hit with people. That's awesome. Yeah. Parts of people can hit you from the 10th row. That's all we got. This has been a fantastic show. Listen on Spotify. Thank you for everything. We're going to play us out with a song, perhaps.
Gotta go.
Try a song another time. Have a great week.
Bye.